Okay, year five here at Michael Faraday School, and we are coming towards the end of the term, and we're just completing reading one of our favourite Michael Faraday books. And we've got plenty of work, some ideas to share, and I've got a couple of our year five young ladies to help us out. So, first of all, your names, please.
Faith.
Catherine.
So, with Faith and Catherine, year five students, soon to be year six. Faith, please, what is the book we've been reading most of the term?
Skellig.
Skellig, which I know a little about. Would you like to give us a brief description of the plot? What's it about?
It's about a boy called Michael who moves home to a different community, and then he decides to go to the garage while his parents are fixing the house, and then when he goes inside, he sees this human. I think it's like an angel. He's called Skellig.
And that is the introduction to the story. And it's this very, very mysterious character called Skellig. Catherine, how is quite a tough question. How would you describe what kind of genre, what kind of book is it? Is it historical? Is it a comedy? Is it a love story?
I think it's like a mixture of mystery and adventure. Because Michael meets a girl called Mina. And she doesn't go to school so she's home educated, but Michael goes to school, and Michael had a garage in his new home which was crumbling down, and Michael was showing Mina that the Skellig, but they didn't know his name was Skellig.
So a mixture of mystery and adventure, I like that. And also Catherine touched upon a bit of home learning. So in year five at Michael Faraday, we've been carrying out many different activities, lots of written exercises, some ideas, some inspiration all around the book. And we're just going to share, really, I think, two fairly random pieces of work. So Faith, this idea of home tutoring or school tutoring, what is the work which you've been carrying out?
I wrote that it's better to be educated at school than home educated.
So you've written really a kind of a balanced argument about different types of education. Would you like to read out a short passage, please?
We all know that education is the key to a brighter future, so every child needs it. Whether you are educated at home or at school, you need to make a decision. This report is to tell you how much easier it is to be educated at school instead of being educated at home. I think that being educated at school is better. First of all, the teachers are trained, but when you are educated at home, no one is trained. When you are at school, you get a chance to communicate and make new friends. However, unfortunately, people are physically bullied. That's why a lot of children want to be educated at home.
And that's just a short passage of Faith's work. It's been inspired and generated through our reading of the Skellig book. Now, Catherine's got something a bit different, I think. You've got a diary entry.
Yeah.
So when we write diary entries, what are you trying to think in your mind? What are you trying to achieve?
I'm thinking that I'm Michael and that I'm feeling what he's feeling. So this diary entry means that me, Michael, I write about what I feel.
Okay, so should we hear some, please, Catherine? So it's Catherine's diary entry in the character of Michael from Skellig.
It says, I've moved house, hate it. I do! My house is rotten at the dot. I love my old house. It was as clean as the darn baby. The baby is another thing. Rubbish, ugly, loud, and sometimes so darn cute. There's a ghost in the house. I feel it in my bones. One day, I grabbed my torch and walked into that gruesome, collapsing garage. It was an experience for me. Today, I'm going to school. Yesterday, I went to the garage and saw him.
So, who did you see in the garage?
Skellig.
That could be a good point, really, to maybe finish off our work. But you can see how we've been using this book of Skellig in year five. And I think just before the end of term, we're going to watch the DVD and get an idea of how the film could fit in with our literacy work. Faith and Catherine, wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.